The number of daily new COVID-19 cases is shooting up dangerously quickly again. As Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, medical pros point to a reluctance to wear masks and keep distances.
At the beginning of June, the University of Kansas Health System Hospital in Kansas City was treating as few as 9 patients a day for COVID-19. At the time, doctors thought shutdown orders and social distancing were slowing the spread. After all, they'd had as many as 35 COVID patients in the hospital a month earlier. With new cases dropping, restrictions relaxed across the state. People were told to wear masks and stay away from each other, but groups still clustered, their faces exposed in bars and restaurants. Johnson County Public Health Officer Joseph LeMasters said more people should have heeded the public health advice.
We're seeing lots and lots of examples around the county where that is not happening, especially indoor spaces. We're especially concerned about when people are in close quarters in things like bars and restaurants.
And now, cases are on the rise again, and not just in Johnson County. About the time statewide restrictions mostly disappeared, the number of new cases each day hovered around 100. In the last week, the state averaged almost 300 new cases per day. LeMaster suspects the lack of masks has a lot to do with that.
And so we're now at a point where we're kind of wringing our hands about what to do next because the case numbers just keep going up.
Stormont Vail Hospital in Topeka has also seen a troubling increase the past 2 weeks. Clifton Jones, an infectious disease physician at the hospital, says the current rate will likely mean even more hospitalizations in the weeks ahead.
It's heartbreaking. It hasn't even happened yet, and it's already something that a lot of us are kind of obsessing about right now.
Kansas Health Secretary Lee Norman says many of the new cases strike younger people.
We're lucky and fortunate that it's a younger population for now, and a less hospitalized and less per capita death rate for now. But that is not going to remain as long as we have the burden of new disease cases coming up.
That worry about growing case numbers overwhelming hospitals prompted Governor Laura Kelly this week to order virtually everybody in the state to wear a mask in any public setting. But her executive order might be overruled by local officials, people who think the government has no place telling people what to wear. And even if it does survive, her health secretary says he's still concerned the mandate won't change real-world behavior.
Ideally, people would comply with this willingly. We've seen, obviously, that it's not the case, that the best advice hasn't necessarily led to that.
Even county commissioners in urban areas with growing numbers of cases have said they're reluctant to insist on masks. In a Facebook post, Johnson County Commissioner Mike Brown called the governor's mandate a horrendous decision. In Sedgwick County, commissioners will be meeting with local business leaders before deciding how to deal with the governor's mandate. Among their options, making masks optional. Erin Sorrell teaches immunology at Georgetown. She says pandemic behavior has become politicized and spurred defiance among some conservatives. It's why she thinks more state health agencies need to use their authority.
It behooves us as a community to not just urge and recommend, but require the use of face masks.
She says many other countries have acted nationally and seen good results. U.S. public health, meanwhile, effectively plays out at the state and county levels. So we've got a hodgepodge of rules and outsized infection rates.
This is something that is going to move whether you want it to or not. So we have to make decisions really as a nation to make sure that we're stemming this outbreak.
Sorrell says experts know what to do and have been telling the public that for months, starting with, she says, more testing and contact tracing. A new analysis from Harvard researchers for NPR shows that Kansas would need to increase its daily average testing to more than 12,500 tests a day if it hopes to reduce the size of the outbreak and keep it there. But Kansas averages only 3,100 tests a day. The Harvard researchers say that's not even enough to keep the outbreak from just getting worse. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.